Well, then we come to the quintessential classical apologist for our authors, and that is Norman Geisler. And he was one of Christian's apologists who advocated a formal theology, or a formal theory, however, of the apologetic method is Norman Geisler from 1932 to 2019, whose books on apologetics, philosophy of religion, ethics, and biblical studies have made him a key figure in Christian apologetics. Find a topic that you're interested in. Geisler's probably written something about it in some fashion. Right, he's authored, co-authored, and edited some 60 books, and that's probably a low number there.
Yeah. And so although Geisler is, evangelical Protestant in his theology, he is a convinced Thomasist in his philosophy and apologetics, right? His approach to apologetics proceeds in this very careful two-step process that we've been talking about, right? First, the apologist builds a case for theism, that is, that God exists, right? By demonstrating how it conforms to rational criteria used to evaluate the truth claims of competing worldviews. And then, having shown that theism is true according to these criteria, the apologist then may present the evidence for the historical truths claims of Christianity. So we see this two-step process again with Geisler.
Right. So his two most important works for our purposes are his Philosophy of Religion, which is the second edition, which was co-authored by Winifred Corden, and Christian Apologetics. In view of his influence in contemporary evangelical apologists, we will review the arguments of both of these books in some detail as kind of that staple for what they're trying to say is, if you're looking for the most aligned person to the discipline of a classical apologist, this is probably going to be the person and the argument that you're going to align to the most for a good mirror of it.
Right. So the most consistent use of this classical approach is what they're suggesting, Geisler. So